Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You know, there's all these wrong way crashes and so much going on in our world that makes driving pretty dangerous. And I'm about to have my second child get a license. And I've really tried to be conscious of not picking up my phone when I drive and doing all this other stuff. And whether it's legalized marijuana or texting and other things, clearly driving is more dangerous. And I think that distracted driving, in my opinion, is the cell phones have to be a huge majority of the problem, right? And the folks at Travelers, they do this risk index, and it has some pretty interesting results. And we just wanted to share them with you. Chris Hayes, who's a vice president, a whole bunch of titles. How do you shrink your title, Chris? I mean, workers' comp, risk control. I mean, what's your business card, like 2 pages?
It is a 2-page business card, yeah. So the easiest thing is that I lead all of our driving safety research here at Travelers.
Okay, that's much easier.
Yeah.
So you did this. You did the risk index. Just share with us a little bit about what you learned from it.
Absolutely. So we've been doing this for a number of years. We ask about 1,000 people how driving looks out in the roadways, and we find that every year it gets a little bit worse. So the big thing we found is that since 2021, so right in the middle of the pandemic, driving behavior started getting much worse. And that really has stayed ever since. It's gotten a little bit better in the last year or two, but it's still well above what we found before the pandemic. So some of the biggest things we found this year is that, you know, most people do think, like you, that this is a risk on the road. 78% of our respondents said that distracted driving is more of a problem now than it's been in the past. 40% of people said they've had a near miss because of their own distracted driving.
Yeah.
A third reported that they were in a crash themselves because of someone else's distraction. And we're finding that almost half of businesses are now really concerned about this as well.
You know, it's interesting. This probably isn't your research. It's probably maybe unfair to bring up, but you know, police don't want to police this kind of thing, right? And there are fewer police on the road, although that's coming back here in Connecticut. You know, I guess, I don't know if you ask for this, but what are the remedies?
Well, you're right. The remedies are tough. And to think that we're just going to rely on, you know, an outside agency to regulate our behavior, I think that's one of the things we keep bumping up against. You know, many states have had changes in laws around distracted driving. There's lots of nuance in what counts as distracted driving. But the reality is it's you and your car and everyone that you're with. And you know, what we found in this research is that, you know, the vast majority of people think that distracted driving is a problem, and many have been involved in crashes because of it. But we're still doing it more and more. So just as an example, some of the things we traditionally think of as distracted driving are things with technology. We found that 80% of people think that talking on a cell phone is dangerous. 80% of people talk on a cell phone while driving. 79% will read directions on their cell phone while driving rather than just listening to the audio. Almost 60% will still read a text message or email while driving, and almost 50% still type or text emails while driving. Now, all these have gone up significantly since since pre-pandemic levels. So things like checking social media.
Well, can I interject for a second, Chris?
Yeah.
Because, well, there's two questions, but the one just right there. What about the pandemic made it worse?
So there's a lot of speculation around this. The leading theory is that there was this impression when the pandemic started, a lot of people stayed home. There was not a lot of traffic out in the roads. It gave people the freedom to say, oh, I'm going to drive a little bit faster. and I'm going to use my phone to make a call or check my email or text someone because there's so little traffic out there. And it didn't take long for that to become ingrained. And again, there's lots of speculation as to why, but the theory that resonates with me and really has come up the most is that there's habits we picked up in those very low traffic early pandemic days. Mm-hmm. And as traffic has gotten back to where it was pre-pandemic, those habits have remained.
Yeah, well, that's plausible. And I don't know how much you screen the questions for solutions, but maybe we need to add that because, like, I don't know what people would accept. I mean, civil liberties as they are, I mean, new cars could disable them, but then what about emergencies? There's a lot of nuance. We're dealing with cell phones in schools and how to deal with, like, reducing cell phone use in schools. Do you take them away? You know, it's the same kind of thing, like, you know, and you can't just go car by car. So, I mean, it's not even a question. I'm just sort of tracking my own thoughts. But I think the next step in the process is, like, what's going to change the trend? Like, what's going to move it the other direction? And I don't have an answer to that. I don't know if you want to respond. You can.
Absolutely. So we did ask what will make people stop driving distracted. 90% said that being involved in a crash caused by their own distraction would be something that caused them to stop. So 88% said a loved one being involved in a crash would cause them to stop. Now, 86% of our respondents said a financial reward for not using your phone would cause them to stop driving distracted. 86% said a passenger asking you not to use your phone will cause you to stop driving distracted. And I think your comment as we open up this call, 85% said driving with children in the car would cause you to stop driving distracted. I think that's one of the key things here. You know, kids will learn to behave the way they watch their parents behave. So your comment earlier that you want to stop using your phone while your children are in the car, so that they don't pick up those same bad habits. Yeah. That's exactly what we want people to think about.
You know, it's interesting. We're almost out of time, but I think the financial incentive is kind of interesting because every other scenario included tragedy before learning. And we all learn through failure, but these kind of failures can end lives of people we love. So those are scenarios we don't want. Last question here, but in terms of parents, what did they have to say?
Parents remain very concerned about their kids driving. So almost every parent, 97% of the folks we talked to, said they have talked to their kids about distracted driving. 63% they said they have those conversations often. But again, it's really focused on cell phone use for them. And there's other things to be distracted by, like other passengers in the car, especially other teens in the car, family members in the car, driving tired, things like that. So there's definitely a lot of risk for teens as well.
Yeah. Hey, good stuff. I really think it's important work, and thanks to you and the Travelers for bringing it to our attention. Thank you, Chris.
Thank you.
All right, that's Chris Hayes.